every single player, there is someone better than them out there, pretty much. Like, even Salah, for example, you're still looking at it going, well, Messi's better than him. So there is a better alternative to every single footballer you've got, unless you've got one of them.
We've just found one in West Ham.
Yeah, exactly.
But sometimes it's even just stylistically, you know. So I think Nathaniel Clyne, maybe at Manchester United or under a different manager, would maybe get more opportunity.
Yeah, I think he'd be really good for United, actually, in all seriousness.
Somebody with a bit of a full-back game, you know, going on, where Klopp just seems to be happy to have rampaging full-backs. I think a different style of manager may prefer Nathaniel Clyne's solidity, but would lose what Trent offers you in a different department.
But I'd be pissed off if he picks Gomez ahead of him at right back for that reason. Gomez is not as good an attacking right back as Nathaniel Clyne, and that's why if the pecking order is indeed Alexander Arnold, Gomez, Clyne, then as far as I'm concerned, that we're getting that wrong. I think if something happened to Alexander Arnold and they went with Camacho, I'd understand that more than going with Gomez at this stage.
I'd be sold for that. You know?
Also including the idea, not just having a conversation around moving Gomez at this stage, not even just the idea of moving Gomez at this stage, which would also come into my thinking in that, you know, the lad's grabbed the centre-half shirt, and if he keeps it, he keeps it. That disruption, but just in general, like if you write it down before a ball's kicked this season, I'd much rather see Clyne start, certainly a home game, but also any game for Liverpool at right-back than Gomez again. And as I say, that's a double-edged sword.
I don't really want to see him at Anfield.
The other way around. Away games, absolutely.
You pick Gomez ahead of Clyne
at Anfield.
Yeah,
probably. I think he's a bit better going forward. You know, I think he's better on the ball.
I think we forget
Gomez
that
is really good on the ball. Clyne was very good on the ball.
But Clyne was really good the first half of 16-17. He was really good.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And when we got worse, and it's one of the funny things about the I can't work out going back to 16-17, because let's be honest, we don't play very good football in the second half of 16-17 in the league. And I'm not going to say, you know, I think there's a number of players you can have a little point at, but one of the things that does happen, for instance, in the second half of 16-17 is Henderson goes out the team.